Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Have you ever talked with someone who believes that they will enter heaven because their good works outweigh their bad works? Well, unfortunately, that is not a correct view of how any human being will receive eternal life. The Apostle Paul made this very clear in his letter to the Romans. Listen to what he wrote.
But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed, attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe, since there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God presented Him to demonstrate His righteousness at the present time, so that He would be righteous and declare righteous the one who has faith in Jesus.
What does it mean to be declared righteous through faith in Jesus? Well, Paul went on to make this even clearer in his letter to the Ephesians. We read that we're saved by grace through faith, and this is not from ourselves. It's God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast. And the Apostle John also explained this wonderful truth. He wrote, "But as many as received Jesus Christ, to them gave He the right to become children of God, even to them that believe in His name." You see, to believe in the name of Jesus means that we believe that He was God who became flesh and died for our sins and was resurrected as a victorious Savior. Let me ask you a personal question. Have you personally received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin? You can do that today, and God will hear your prayer.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.